Here are the latest headlines for Manchester City. I'm Bobby Jackson. City could be back in action by the middle of May. That's according to La Liga president Javier Tebas. The FA confirmed last week that professional football in England will be postponed until April 30th at the earliest, with the date the season needs to be completed by pushed back indefinitely. Premier League clubs met last week to discuss plans for the rest of the campaign, and Tebas believes that European football will return in the middle of May. He said, "In mid-May, we should be able to be back on with all European competitions, all of them. Of course, it depends on how the pandemic evolves. It could be before, but that is the date we've got in mind about being able to resume." Moving on, and City are interested in Marseille defender Duje Kaletakar, but face competition from Manchester United, according to reports. It's claimed that City have identified the 23-year-old as a fix to their central defensive issues, but so have United. The report says City have also discussed signing Kalidou Koulibaly, Issa Diop and Dayo Upamecano. And finally, City have won the race to sign highly rated Peruvian defender Cliverth Aguilar, according to reports. Depor claims City have reached an agreement to take the 16-year-old Alencia Lima right back in May 2021 when he turns 18. City are known for snapping up the best young talent from around the world to develop at the City Football Academy or send out on loan, with Aguilar seemingly the latest success for the club's worldwide network of scouts. The report says Aguilar is the jewel of Alianza, but they stress the deal is with the City Football Group, meaning he could play for one of City's sister clubs. However, they do state that the teenager is close to wearing the shirt of City, so his long-term future could lie at the Etihad. That's all for now. We'll have more later.